You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Time to touch some grass.
It's the Green Desk on 95BFM, brought to you by EcoFest 2025.
Donna Carriage is a kaumatua of Ngāti Tahinga and Ngāti Mahuta descent with more than 20 years of experience sharing matauranga and wisdom on rongoā Māori. She holds a strong belief in the importance of building connections and learning from the environment as essential to maintaining and restoring our own health. As part of EcoFest 2025, Donna will be facilitating an introductory workshop to Māori medicine, inviting participants to explore health through an indigenous lens and learn more about the relationship between our taiao and te whenua. Green Desk producer Sarah spoke with Donna this week to talk more about the workshop and how rongoā Māori can benefit health outcomes in Aotearoa. Here is that interview.
What are you hoping participants will learn from your two-day workshop?
I think one of the most important things is for everybody to learn that we are all Indigenous to somewhere. And so drawing on our respective Indigenous teachings is an asset for us. I think particularly, you know, those of us from the Western world, my father is English, and when I go back to the UK, I see that there's a lot of history around the royals, a lot of history about the battles, but not so much healing history. And so, you know, that's really hard to get back from that side. So I'm hoping that people will come to learn the importance of reconnecting to our cultures and being able to bring some of that knowledge forward in this day and age.
Yeah, you've just kind of talked about this, but why is it so important for you to maintain and share knowledge of rongoā Māori?
I think that it's really important more than ever. Right now, you know, our health system can't be relied upon. And, you know, I'm not about trying to apportion blame for that. It's just the way it is. And, you know, our mainstream health system is, you know, the people there are overworked, they're under-resourced, demand has never been greater. We, as the population, need to step up in ways about learning about caring for ourselves. We're ensuring our own health and wellness, our immunity, our resourcefulness. Sitting back and saying the health system doesn't work and I have to wait a year for this scan or that scan doesn't actually make you better. So best we learn how our people kept ourselves healthy and well in days gone by so that we're better positioned and, you know, take some of the weight off that health system and to make sure that the health system is available for those things that it's most needed, not the things that we could be solving ourselves.
This workshop you're running, is it aimed towards Māori who want to connect or reconnect with these Māori healing concepts, or is it more for people with a lower level of knowledge about tikanga Māori?
All we're doing is looking at health and well-being through a Māori lens, but it's actually for everybody. It's for people new to Aotearoa to help them know that they belong, to feel like they belong, to have some understanding of this land that we live upon. It's really important for Māori who have become disconnected from their culture. For those of us that feel like we are connected, it's an opportunity to start looking at things perhaps more deeply than we have in the past, to understand the whys, not just the what, of who we are and you know, how we exist in the world. I think it's really great. We have a lot of health professionals come along, Western health professionals come along. As rongoā Māori becomes more and more accessible and more popular across our different populations here in Aotearoa, so too is the interest by our health professionals. We have lots of doctors, we have lots of nurses. You know, it really is for a really diverse range of people, because if something's going to be relevant for us at work, then it better matter to us personally. So, you know, making sure that the programs are personally relevant before they're professionally relevant, I think is the key. And I do think our country is in a particularly good position to take advantage of more than one way of knowing. We have a lot of cultures here in Aotearoa now. You know, our country and our people are richer for that diversity, and rongoā Māori is just one of them, but more than just one of them, because it is the language of this land.
You're talking about how this kind of Maturanga Māori can be like incorporated into New Zealand's health system. In what ways do you believe Western and Māori and other cultural practices can complement each other for the purpose of achieving better health outcomes in our system, in Aotearoa?
Well, I think that, and you've hit the nail on the head, complement. I hear a lot of words about integration, integrating it into our existing health system. I'm not an advocate of that at all. I think when we start to integrate, what we do is we look at what's common across different practices and we focus on that common element. I think collaboration is the key, where we know and understand that Western medicine comes with its own gifts, its own treasures, and we can respect that. And that culturally, there are a lot of health and wellbeing practices that come with their own treasures and can be particularly effective for our people today. No one way of knowing has all the answers. And the people who use our services, the Rongoā Māori, Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, whatever, are richer for choice. And as health professionals, it is our job to ensure that the people that we serve have choice. I think the only thing that's required in order for that to happen is respect.
You've spoken before about the importance of connection and the dangers of isolation in the modern world for our health. How do you envision Rongoā Māori supporting social and environmental health in a context or a culture more so of self-reliance and a growing dependence on technology?
So I think what's really important for us is to understand that if the land is not well, then we cannot be well. We are yet to establish a system that cleans the air as well as nature, who maintains the soil as well as nature does. So the answer there is to definitely restore our connections to the earth. When we reconnect to nature and feel the benefits of nature, I'm yet to find somebody who goes swimming in the ocean that comes out feeling worse, or somebody who walks in the forest or the Nahiri and comes out actually feeling like, I wish I had never gone in there. I feel dreadful. Nature carries with it the ability to heal us. I've noticed over the years that I've been practicing that most people fall into a couple of categories, and one of them is feeling lonely. Loneliness is a disease in itself. When we are lonely, we eat differently, we exercise differently, we tend to withdraw more, we become more and more isolated and more unwell. And where we see people who have addiction, this is where we see our suicide statistics. And New Zealand should not be proud of our suicide statistics. You know, lacking hope is a disease in itself. Not feeling like you belong. And I think about all the immigrants that have recently made New Zealand their home. In order for them to feel at home, we need to be much more inclusive rather than exclusive. Community is extremely important to our well-being. When we inspire hope in people, when we are inclusive rather than exclusive and make sure that people know that they belong, then we are well. Disease is a social issue long before it's a medical condition. And being part of community, reconnecting to culture, even through the eyes of others, helps us reconnect to our own. And in doing so, we become well. And so I think it is really, really important that we honour and we understand how to care for the earth. If you know how to care for the earth, you know how to care for your body. You look at a wetlands and you say, well, what's the job of the wetland? What do wetlands do for the earth? They filter the water. They clean the water before it goes into the ocean. The ocean then, of course, is able to absorb more and more and hold more and more carbon, reduce the effects of climate change. It provides food for us, all of those things. So if you know how to restore wetlands, how to ensure that the water flows, that sedimentation is kept to a minimum, that all of those things that contribute to cleaning the water are healthy and alive and abundant in those places, you have exactly the same remedy. You apply that same logic to caring for our kidneys, because the kidneys are the wetlands of the taiao. The same with the bark on a tree. You know how to heal the bark on a tree, you know how to heal your skin. If you know how to heal a broken branch, then you know how to heal bones. Learning how to care for the land is really important. And I think this notion of being independent is one of the things that's making us really unwell. Nothing exists in isolation, nothing. Not you, not me, not the grass, not the trees, not the water. We all live because something else lives. And so for us, in order for us to be well, the land must be well. So I think this idea of revaluing the notion of our interdependence is far more valuable than teaching our children to be independent.
Yeah, I think that's such an important realization, especially as well with our policies. We tend to look at health outcomes in terms of how strong or beneficial our health policies are, rather than also maybe considering our climate policies and our immigration policies and how well we're building that sense of community and making sure people don't feel so isolated in the modern world.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that is a real challenge is that we measure our health outcomes based on a single perspective, and that's the Western medical perspective. So you're healthy if you're cancer-free. You're healthy if you don't get diabetes. And it's all disease-focused. We need to look beyond disease. The whole point is that, you know, we heal the person, not the disease. Lots of our old people with conditions as a result of aging, but they are aging well and they are aging healthily. They are full of vitality. They are an integral part of their community. They're out there helping other people, but they have a purpose. They have a reason for being. Their vitality is good. Am I going to sit there and say, oh, you can't go there, they'll have too much fry bread, auntie. That's not good for your diabetes. Well, I tell you what's worse is isolating them at home. They'll get sicker much faster than if they're social and they're active in their community. But we don't measure that as a measure of health and well-being. We take one view, and that's the Western medical view. Our healthcare is an industry, not a service. The people who work in it are great people with all their amazing training and all the care that they have to offer. They're finding that they're constrained within a system that is driven by a health industry.
It's been really great to talk to you today. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective on this. And it's really, really amazing to hear your insights. Just as a final question for anyone looking to join in with EcoFest or participate in your workshop, what words of encouragement might you offer to persuade them to get some tickets?
Look, I just say to people, I think EcoFest is an awesome way. No matter which way we connect to the earth, it's good for our health and our well-being. And there's a ton of events. We're doing a Rongo event this coming weekend at Waiheke Island, heavily subsidised by the Waiheke Adult Learning Centre. You can just go onto their page and sign up and do a two-day weekend over there. Auckland Council runs a number of events where people can come and learn about Māori health well-being practices through connection to the land, through understanding how the land works so that we can better understand how our health and our needs are met. So, yeah, while these events are on out there, just do one of them. Just do one of them and see how you feel as a result. I think it's hard to know, why would I be interested in Rongo Māori? I'm not even Māori. Why would I do that? I'm healthy. I think that it's really important for feeling like we belong in this place that we've now made our home. Give a better understanding of different perspectives. I'm not saying one's right or wrong. I just said different, and we're richer for our diversity. Nature doesn't produce crops as monocultures, and there's a good reason for that, because crops thrive in a diverse environment, and people are exactly the same. So it's all of these things that are really important to us, and it's just a different lens. And if that lens is informative and making us feel like we belong, then I think it's really important for us, for ourselves and for our next generation, to learn the stories of our old people. Because I'm yet to travel to a country in this world where the Indigenous stories are different to those of Māori. So no matter where you come from, I believe it's relevant.
And that was Rongoā Māori expert Kuia Donna Kerridge talking about the importance of connection for our health outcomes, as well as her upcoming two-day workshop. Big thanks to EcoFest. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
Okay, grass time is over. Back inside the blue screen you go.
That was The Green Desk, brought to you by EcoFest 2025.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.